AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Ohio police officer Connor Grubb was indicted on murder and other charges for the shooting death of a pregnant black woman. Takiyah Young's car was stopped last August on suspicion of shoplifting.
Out of the car. 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 They said, you stole stuff, do not leave. Get out of the car. Then get out.
Young rolled her car forward toward Grubb, who fired a single bullet through her windshield into her chest. The daughter she was expecting 3 months later also died. A trial is underway for a white woman in Florida who shot and killed a black neighbor. The AP Shelley Adler has the story.
The ongoing dispute between the neighbors led to the death of A.J. Owens, who was shot and killed in June of last year. Defendant Susan Lawrence, through her attorney Morris Carranza, said she feared for her life as Owens pounded on her front door.
What the evidence will show and will be presented in this trial is that in her mind, in her soul, in her core, Susan Lawrence felt she had no choice.
Adam Smith, the assistant state attorney, in his opening statement.
We're going to present the evidence to you in this case. And after the evidence is presented, we are going to come back to you and ask that you find the defendant guilty.
The charge is manslaughter by use of a firearm and carries up to 30 years in prison. I'm Shelley Adler.
Voters in Missouri will decide in November whether to guarantee a right to abortion with a constitutional amendment. Missouri now has a near total ban on abortion. San Francisco prosecutors have charged 26 protesters who blocked the Golden Gate Bridge for hours in April to demand a ceasefire in Gaza. Wholesale price increases eased in July, suggesting inflation pressures are further cooling as the Federal Reserve moves closer to cutting interest rates. This is AP News. Violence in Bangladesh following the ouster of its longtime prime minister has minority Hindus fearing for their lives.
Ever since former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina resigned and fled to India, her supporters and associates have faced retaliatory attacks by mobs who have been met by little, if any, resistance from authorities. Members of the country's Hindu minority feel the most vulnerable because they have traditionally backed the Awami League. The party is seen as a secular one in the Muslim-majority nation. Kajal Debnath from the Bangladesh Hindu Buddhist Christian Unity Council told the AP.
They are shivering. Every family, everywhere.
In the weeks since Hasina was ousted, on August the 5th, there have been at least 200 attacks against Hindus and other religious minorities across 52 districts, according to Debnath. I'm Karen Shamas.
The death of an Ohio man who died in police custody in Canton earlier this year has been ruled a homicide. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.